Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we're going to be bringing some exciting scriptures to you. I get excited about the Word of God. We want to move on because we do have a lot of ground to cover today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint my lips to speak the words you'd have me to speak. Anoint your word, and God, anoint those that receive it, do a work in their life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to teach today on a subject called a judgment-bound people. Today I want you to understand that all of us are judgment-bound. No man will escape the judgment of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes in the 12th chapter, we start as a foundation here, the 12th chapter in verse 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14, for God shall bring every work unto judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Understand this, 2 points in that 13th verse, that we are to fear God and we're to keep His commandments. Within that is the whole duty of man. If we fear Him and we trust Him, then we'll be obedient and we will keep His commandments. And in verse 14 of the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, there it says that He shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. This is the promise of God. This is God's word. Then if we go over into the New Testament, we're going to go into the 4th chapter and in verse 17, 1 Peter 4 and 17. And here it says these words, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And another scripture, it says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner, where are they going to appear? So we understand here that what's going to be the end of those that obey not the gospel? Because God's going to bring every good work, every deed, every thought, and everything that we do, God is going to bring it into judgment. And what shall the end be of those that obey not the gospel of God? Then we find in the Word of God in 2 Peter, in the 2nd chapter, in the 4th verse. Got a lot of scripture to cover today. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. This is kind of serious. If He didn't spare the angels, and there was a time that a third of the angelical host actually was cast out. They was cast out with Lucifer. And God did not spare them. And He will not spare one person of His judgment. We must have the blood applied. We must be covered by the blood. And we must have our sins under the blood. That was 2 Peter 2 and 4. Then we go to Thessalonians and we find some understanding there in Thessalonians. Go to chapter 1 in verse 8. It said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's promised this, and He's going to take vengeance on them that know not God, neither obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people take the gospel lightly, but I'm going to tell you something. That's going to be the standard by which we are judged by. Then, over in the next chapter, in the 2nd chapter of 2 Thessalonians, in verse 8, it said, and then shall that wicked man be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of His mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of His coming. Here He gives us the understanding that not anyone's going to escape, even the Antichrist, even the false prophet, even the wicked one is going to be destroyed with actually the brightness of his coming. So not angel, not demons, not the devil, not the false prophet, not the Antichrist, not anybody or anything will be spared of the judgment and the wrath of God. Then in Jude, in the one chapter there of Jude, in the 15th verse of Jude, he said to execute judgment on all and to convict all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Here again, it's all coming in judgment. You better be thinking before you speak out against the Lord. You better be thinking before you are disobedient to his voice. You better be thinking before you come against a child of God. Then in John, we find these words in John 5 and 22. The Bible says, "For the Father judgeth no man, but has commended all judgment unto the Son." It allows us to know that the one that paid the price for our redemption, that paid the price for us to be saved, is the one that will execute the judgment upon all. And in of that same chapter, chapter 5, verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Thank God, amen, for the work that Jesus did on Calvary. Then if we go to 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, and here are several verses, 10 through 15. "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon the foundation of gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifested, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire." Now we've got to be an understanding to know that God, in certain scriptures, he's talking about sin, and in this scripture, he's talking about the works, the manifestation of the works. A lot of folks say, well, you can't work your way to heaven, but you are saved unto good works, and the works are important. You want rewards when you get there. Now, at this judgment, this is the judgment of the works. No unsaved will be there. If you backslide or you're never saved to start with, you're not going to be there for this judgment. This is going to see if you've done what you've done for the right reason and the right purpose. And if you've not, then all this work is going to be burned up and you won't receive reward for it. You get your pats on the back here, you're not going to get a reward over there. You get your credit for it here, you're not going to get your reward for it over there. This is that which is judgment of the works of the righteous. So all works is going to be brought into judgment, just like all sin is going to be brought into judgment. Then in Revelation, here in Revelation 20, in verse 11 through 15, this will be the last section of scripture we go to for today. But looking at chapter 20 and verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which were written in the book of life according to their works. Rightly dividing the word works here covers the category of sin. At this judgment, it's going to be all that are brought forth. And listen at this. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Now, notice this is the judgment of the dead. We that are saved are not going to this judgment. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, blessed he that has part, back over in verse 6, blessed and holy is he that's part of the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign and with him 1,000 years. The righteous is going to be judged according to the judgment of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 10 through 15. They're going to be judged. We're going to be judged for our works to get a reward. But at this judgment, this is the judgment of those of the second dead. These are the dead without Christ, and they are going to be judged. And according to the word of God, I mean, this gets serious. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. In verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is serious, my friend. This is for those that send away their grace. These are those that have refused to accept Jesus Christ. Those ones also that have backslid, went back into sin. And the Bible said the book of life. And if their name's not found written in the Lamb's book of life, they're not going to go into heaven. They're going to go to the second death. They're going to be cast into hell, lake of fire, where the devil and all the fallen angels and all those that have transgressed against God. Then you have one more judgment, real briefly. Time is gone. The judgment of the sheep and goat nations. Those are the nations that those that have stood for Israel and those that have turned their back on Israel. Understand, God's got a chosen people. If you turn your back on them, you're going to pay for it. America, we're going down a wrong road, a wrath. We've got a president that's leading us to wrath, and we have got leadership that's coming, starting to come against Israel, and we will not win. This country will not win. This nation will not win. The time of the Gentiles is about full field. That door's closing. It's going to go back to the Jew. And I'm going to tell you something. We're a judgment-bound people. And I hope this today has been of value to you, been of understanding. Thank God for his word. It's plain. It's clear. All are judgment-bound. But we can escape that final judgment if our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life and the blood has been applied to our sins. God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl out there today that's listening to this teaching, that's not saved, not ready to go, let them become saved today by believing in the heart, confessing the mouth that Jesus Christ is the Christ. He has shed his blood. He has rose again on the third day, and he sits on the right-hand side of the Father making intercessions for you and I today. Let them accept that message. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you in our next teaching.